Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday, 5:30 Friday, March 22nd. So good to have you guys here joining us. As we get ready for the weekend, you got big plans this weekend?
We're going to go out to dinner tonight, and then the Injured Police Officers Fund, their annual car show. It's in Boulder City, Veterans Park, tomorrow, and I'm going to be out there tomorrow morning. Check it out for a couple hours, and I mean, it's such a great, is my microphone cutting out there?
Not that I hear.
Maybe my headphones. So I'm going to go out and check that out. Great calls. It's a big fundraiser for them, so that's in Boulder City. I'll do that tomorrow, and then rest of the weekend should be pretty low-key for me.
Yeah, nice little break here.
Yes. Sophie got out of town, last night?
Yeah. Sophie, my daughter, her spring break is next week. So she came in last night, and we all just kind of caught up, had dinner together. It was nice. And so, yeah, I think this weekend we'll be spending some time outside if the weather permits. It looks like it's pretty nice out there and, playing some pickleball, doing all the fun stuff like that. And, yeah, just low-key, too, on this end.
Weather's changing. I was watching the weather just before we started the show.
Okay, I guess we'll be inside.
There's a windstorm coming this weekend.
Well, yeah, then I guess we're going to just be chilling at home inside.
You can play pickleball in the wind, can you? Yeah, they were saying, like, it's supposed to start this afternoon, and the temperature's going to drop, like, by 10 degrees this weekend and stuff, so... Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I just happened to see the weather before the show started.
You just kind of deflated my whole great attitude this morning.
We got a picnic. We're going to have a barbecue. Sophie's home. We'll be outside all weekend. It's going to be windy.
So anyway.
Today should be nice, though, I think. Tomorrow when it's really supposed to kick in.
Yeah, you could have just let me figure that out on my own. You didn't have to ruin everything for me. Now I'm really sad this morning. I came in all happy. It's a great day. Oh, it's going to be really bad this weekend. Okay.
Because it got ruined for me 10 minutes ago. I was watching the news. I'm like... What? There's a windstorm coming? 4 o'clock wind starting? Dropping by 10 degrees?
Yeah.
No!
Well, now at least you'll be prepared this morning when you're getting ready for the weekend, all excited, and now you can do...
Enjoy today. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's really your signal to live in the moment and enjoy things while they are happening, and don't look too far ahead because, hey... You never know what's around the corner.
Yeah, but there was a time when I would never pay attention to the weather. I would just wake up and assume every day is going to be a sunny, beautiful day in Las Vegas. If it was windy, I'd be like, oh, darn it, it's windy today. Where did this come from? Maybe I should go back to that approach.
Yeah, that's kind of how I used to live until this morning. I was just like, ready. Oh, this is going to be a great weekend. Oh, it's going to be windy. Okay.
I think we're going to be outside. Yeah. Hey, let me jump in here.
Yeah, it's but anyway, I'm sure just a couple days off, whether it's inside or outside, it's going to be good for everyone. How's everyone doing this morning? You guys can always call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Let us know what you are up to and let's do it. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song. Do you want to hear You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer?
Can't touch this.
Why
can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this.
Do you want to hear Follow You Down by the Gin Blossoms?
Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down. I'll follow you down, but not that far.
Or do you want to hear Don't Tell Me by Avril Lavigne?
Don't try to tell.
Choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do that a couple of ways. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, do you use the Notes app in your phone? What's the oddest list or note that you keep? I have one, but I thought no one had this note, but everyone makes this note. Not everyone, but a lot of people. And it's not as weird as I thought it was. We'll talk about that next. But first, the votes are in. And You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
You can't touch this.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming on the Odyssey app. I was just opening up my Notes app because I was gonna bring this up, but I realized I am not keeping up to date on my stuff. Does everyone have like a note in their Notes app on their phone that maybe something kind of weird? Like, I don't know, my husband has an app that has every single member of his family's shoe size, favorite colors, favorite brands. Like, he has everything of mine, like what size I wear in this. And so he knows when it's like time to make purchases, which I think is really smart. I have a note in my phone that's called K-Dramas. And it's two parts. It's the first part is all the K-Dramas I have watched. So I can keep track. So I don't want to rewatch anything. And I want to just remember, oh yeah, I watched that one. And then I have my need to watch part, where these are the ones where I've seen someone posts about it, or I've seen a preview of it and I need to watch. And I was just looking, I was like, oh, I didn't move that from need to watch to a watch. I actually got that. And I was talking to one of our coworkers the other day, about just a really good K-drama that I'd watched recently. And he pulls out his phone. He goes, I'm putting that on my list. I go, oh, you have a K-drama list too? And he shows it to me. It's exactly the same as mine. He's got all of the ones that he's watched and all of the ones that he needs to watch. And we're comparing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had that one. Okay, wait. What's this one? Oh, right. It was so funny. Does anyone else have like a weird list on their Notes app in their phone?
It's not in my Notes app, but gosh, maybe 10 years ago. I don't know how long it was a run tracking app that I downloaded, and they have a note section within that app. So every time I go to the gym, I open up that app, and that's where I keep my gym notes. And it's every time I go to, if I work out at the house, I don't make note of it. But if I go to the gym, go to LVAC, I open up this app and I literally just mark down what I did that day. I did chest, I did legs, I did stomach, I did this and that. And so I have some 211 activities that I've made notes on, and it's just to go through and just write down what I did at the gym that day,
just so you can keep track.
Yeah,
so you have a record of it.
And it's neat to go back and look, like, okay, so I can see February 11th this year I was at the gym, but I wasn't there on the 12th, but I was there on the 13th. And so you can go back and see when I was at the gym, when I wasn't at the gym, and if I missed a couple days, what was the last body part I did, so I don't continue to rework the same body part.
What is the weird list that you have in your phone? 702-364-9400. Steph, do you have something kind of odd on your phone that you save?
I was going through my notes. I was like, I don't think I have anything odd. Well, I scroll down back in November. I have my family members and their birthdays, where they were born, and their birth chart. My dad, he's a Libra sun, Scorpio moon, Cancer rising. Whoa. And it has all of my family members. I was like, oh my gosh, I was on a really good astrology tip back in November.
Are we on there? Do you consider us family? Do you have our sun, so, moons, and rising?
I don't have it on this note, but I've memorized it. And it's because we talked about it, and I will never forget. Mercedes, you're a Taurus sun, Taurus moon, Scorpio rising.
Yes.
JC, you're a Leo sun, Taurus moon, and a Pisces rising.
Wow.
He's like, I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
It means a lot.
It does.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2025.
Now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday, March 22nd, 6 o'clock, and we are ready to go here on this finally Friday. The weekend is here. You know, a lot of people are excited, getting ready for it. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. Looking forward to the weekend. We made it.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. We're looking forward to that. I was looking at this story and talking to my daughter about this, too, about the Clark County School District, how they started rolling out those pouches for the student cell phones.
Yes, yeah.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about that? I was asking my daughter, like, do they have these at your school? And she's like, oh, yeah. She said they before spring break, they were like, hey, we're going to have these pouches for you to put your phones in. And some of them are just like giving the pouches to the students and then they can put them in. And then some of them will leave the pouches at the front and you have to leave the phone at the front. And she goes, so before spring break, they were telling us all about this. And then we come back and I think they forgot about them. That was yesterday. I don't know. I probably just ruined it. But
they're testing out the program right now. But then I believe it's going to go into full effect in the 2024-2025 school.
It's
going to
be
season.
Required. Yeah.
So some schools are trying it right now. But when we go back into session in August, it's going to be in all the schools in Clark County. Are you for this? It's a non-locking pouch that the kids will put their cell phones in. So there's an emergency or something, they can go access their phone. But for the majority of the day and majority of classes, they won't have their cell phones with them.
I like it because the lack of distraction, mm-hmm. I think, is good. And this will force the kids to pay more attention and not just have their phone to look at. I know also a lot of times, you know, it's not just about texting someone. It's kids are taking pictures of other kids when they're not paying attention. And kids are, you know, streaming shows and watching a show while they're supposed to be doing their work. And so I know it's probably the unpopular opinion if I'm a kid, but I don't think it's a horrible idea. I think it's a good idea to let them have them like at lunch, mm-hmm. and they can sit there, have their lunch, look at their phone. I don't see a problem with that. But during class, you should probably be paying attention to the teacher. That's just my take. What do you think?
I 100% agree with you. I think technology is fantastic. Great to be able to talk to your kid as they're going to school during lunch. But why do they need it during class? They can focus more on the teacher, what's taking place. I'm sure there's bullying, like you said, taking pictures and maybe shaming other kids or something. Maybe there's bullying taking place with their cell phones. That should hopefully decrease. And if there truly is an emergency, you need to get in touch with your kid at 10:30 and you know they're in class and they don't have their cell phone, you call the school or you have the teacher's number. There's ways to get in touch with your kid if you truly need them in case of emergency.
Yeah, and I think that there are going to be those emergencies. And I don't know if calling the front desk is going to get, you know, your kid that quickly. So I do get it. But I mean, there's a lot of kids will have the messaging on their laptops,
oh,
so they
yeah.
can still
uh-huh.
get a text and still text out. Or if they have an Apple Watch, they can still get those texts. I don't know. I just what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Students, especially, I'd be curious as to what you think. If this is like, are you really annoyed by this, or do you actually think, hey, it's probably a good idea? I notice I start scrolling social media when I'm on my phone. I start doing this and that. But I guess, yeah, each student's going to be placing their cell phone in a non-locking signal blocking pouch, and then you will have access to the device between classes and at lunch. So that is definitely happening. But yeah, it'll officially go into effect for the next school year.
As a parent, how often does Brooklyn text you throughout the day?
Sometimes
she does. Check in, yeah.
Yeah, like she'll say, like I get her grades sent to my phone.
Oh, do you?
Like when the teacher puts in a grade, it'll pop up and I'll be like, hey, good job on your test. And I'll text her.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, thank you, or something like that. Or she'll text me like, hey, I won this award or something. I'm like, wow, good job. So, you know, it's very like superficial
yeah.
like, stuff. It's not like really deep texts that we're sending to one another.
You're just staying in touch yeah. with them, which is sweet. Coming up on today's show, 7:30, that Teddy Swims Underground Lounge is happening next week. You can't buy these tickets. You can only win them. And we've got yours at 7:30 when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute. And then up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Joe is blowing up. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Let me tell you.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Joe is trending. D-J-O is trending, a.k.a. Joe Keery, a.k.a. Steve from Stranger Things. He's back at number one. This song is just blowing up. It's been trending for the past, like, 48 hours. His song, End of Beginning. Back at number one on the TikTok Billboard Top 50 chart for a second week. It's also now the number one song on Billboard's alternative streaming songs. Here's the thing. We talked about this song yesterday. It came out in 2022. And the singer and actor says he's really surprised by this viral fame just suddenly coming in. Mostly because he doesn't even have TikTok. Like, he didn't
know his friends were telling him.
Like, you know your song is, like, blowing up. He is currently filming season 5 of Stranger Things, which is going to be the show's final season. And that's expected to come out next year.
And it was you'd heard the song a bunch of times, but it was your daughters that pointed out to you who it was, correct?
Yeah. It's been all over TikTok since, like, February, and I just was like, I like this song. Who sings this? And I looked it up, and it was Joe, spelled D-J-O, and I'm like, I've never heard of that band before or that group. I'm like, Joe, is it D-Joe? And then I started researching it, and my daughters were listening to it, and they're like, you don't know who Joe is? I'm like, no. They're like, that's Joe Keery from, it's Steve from Stranger Things. I'm like, oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
No, I am here for that because I just want to give a little brief history of your daughters and what they contributed to the show. Because remember the first time, I believe it was Sophie was talking about Billie Eilish, and she likes Billie Eilish. And when she was talking about Billie Eilish, I thought she was talking about that comedian, Billy on the Street. And I'm like, you like Billie Eilish, that comedian guy? And then you brought up this song. Before any radio station really started playing it. So I get this Billie Eilish.
You were thinking of Billy Eichner.
Yes, Billy Eichner. I'm like, okay, that's odd for a kid to like Billy Eichner. And then I believe it was Brooklyn that turned us on to this song right before it broke.
Oh, yeah. She's like, driver's license is coming out tomorrow. I'm like, whose driver's license? And she's like, Olivia. I'm like, Olivia who? Our aunt Olivia? And she's like, no. We learned so much. And I just love that Joe song. I think we have to spike that in at some point this morning.
Our aunt Olivia finally got her driver's license.
I mean, she was older. I don't understand it, but okay.
Mercedes in the Morning. Next hour, 7:30, we have your passes into that exclusive Teddy Swims Underground Lounge. You can't buy the tickets. You can only win them, and we have yours right around 7:30 when you conquer the Mega Minute. Speaking of Teddy Swims, I heard a Teddy Swims Metallica mashup. It sounds pretty cool. Do you want to hear a taste of it?
Yeah, what is it? What songs from both of them?
It is his current one. What's his current one called? Lose Control?
Yeah.
And then Nothing Else Matters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's hear it.
Here's a little taste.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door.
Whoa,
wow.
Whoa,
kind of fits.
Out of my mind, how many times did I tell you?
That's interesting. That's an interesting song to mash up.
Right.
I'm really kind of like I'm trying to figure out if I like it or not. Like, I do, but I don't. It's weird. I like both songs individually. Together, I'm trying to figure out. Do you like it?
I do like it. Here we go.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's so much new music out today. It's crazy. So Olivia Rodrigo, she released that extended version of her Guts album, Guts Spilled. There's a new, there's some of the tracks that were on the vinyl, and then Obsessed, new music video also came out last night. We were like 9 o'clock all sitting in front of the computer ready to watch it for the song Obsessed. Here's that song.
I'm so obsessed with your ex. I know she's been asleep on my side of your bed, and I can feel it. I'm staring at her like I wanna get her.
The video.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
The video's good too. You should watch it. There's the new Tyla album is out today. There's a new Shakira album that's out. I believe Cardi B is on this too. Oh yeah, here we go.
You got me stressing, thinking about sex, and baby, give me company.
Oh, this is the Cardi B part.
Okay.
I got that night-night, put a man right to sleep. Yeah, I'm a pretty little thing from face to feet. I'm from the Bronx, but I got a
it's
Georgia
called Punteria. Here's the... So you've got Shakira, new Olivia... You've got this mashup from Teddy Swims and Metallica. There's new Tyla, Hozier, Charlie XCX, Metro Boomin and Future. So much new music out this morning.
And you can see Teddy Swims doing his music live next week in our Underground Lounge. Again, those tickets coming up right around 7:30.
Mix 94.1, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. What do you think is the worst food out there? Just something that you think is so disgusting. It can be a pretty divisive topic. And there's a survey that came out that asked people about a lot of controversial foods. And they wanted to know whether you think that the food is nasty or delicious. And I thought the number one, like, worst food based on all the foods that they gave was very interesting. Like, I think it's fine. Like, I don't actively search it out, but it's like, it's okay. What is the worst food you think that is out there?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Oh. Mushrooms was on that list.
Yeah, as it should be.
It came in at number 6, though. Only 24% of people think they're gross.
There's 5 other things in front of mushrooms?
Yeah. I love mushrooms.
Do you?
I love them. That's my pizza topping is mushrooms.
Is it?
I love, love, love mushrooms.
The texture you can...
They're delicious. Do you like mushroom stuff?
Oof.
Love mushrooms. Sautéed mushrooms.
Oh, sautéed.
Mushrooms on a burger. Give me some mushrooms.
I went to dinner with my parents last week. We went to a nice Italian restaurant. I had some linguine, and there was mushrooms in it. I was like an 8-year-old kid. I'm like, there's mushrooms in it. My mom's like, just pick them out.
Hey, Christy, what's your take on mushrooms? Yay or nay?
I like them sautéed on a burger for sure.
Yeah. What do you think is the worst food out there?
I went a little crazy with my answer, and I said monkey brains.
Well, yeah, monkey brains I wouldn't put on my yummy list. That's you've had monkey brains before?
No, I haven't had it, but the question was, what do you think the grossest food is?
And
I just kind of went there.
Are you talking about like real monkey brains, or is that like code word for like some kind of ice cream or something? It's like legit monkey brains? People eat monkey brains?
Oh, yeah. People eat all parts of all animals.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Christy. Let's talk to Jacob. Jacob, what do you think is the worst food out there?
I think that the worst food out there is chicken feet.
I've never had chicken feet. I've seen them in stores before. And I'm always like, who gets those? But they're like, I don't know what is the background on them, but that's like a big dish for certain cultures.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you also put it like in a bone broth or make a nice soup stock with chicken feet or something?
I'm sure you can. Yeah, that's not something I actively get. Let me give you the top 5, okay?
Okay.
And let's get everyone's opinions. Thank you, Jacob. Raisins. Raisins.
Love them.
Number 5. Hate them.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't like raisins.
Oh, raisins in my picadilla? Oh, I love it.
Yuck. Steph?
Raisins and trail mix? Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yes.
And trail mix, they're tolerable. I'll give you that. And in an oatmeal raisin cookie. Yeah, but just like
you're
by
mixing
the
it by handful.
Yeah, no way. Beets.
Bleh. Tastes like dirt.
Hate beets.
Beets? Ugh, beat them to the ground.
Yeah, beat it, beets. That was number 4. Number 3. The worst foods, olives.
Love them.
Hate them.
I love olives too. I love Kalamata olives.
Oh, give me an olive bar. Whole Foods has an actual olive bar.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
Uh-huh. So good.
Number two, worst food. Blue cheese.
Don't have it enough. To me, it's a fancy cheese, and I like it.
I love blue cheese, especially as a dipping sauce with wings.
Yes, that's my go-to sauce for blue cheese.
Okay, so it's a winner.
Number two. And they say the worst food is black licorice.
What?
Black licorice.
I like black licorice.
I'm fine with it. I guess I'm just kind of neutral on it. I prefer red, but they say black is the worst.
Black licorice is the worst thing you can eat. Do not put that around me. That is disgusting.
Steph is passionate.
She's very passionate about the black licorice.
Teddy Swims will be in our underground lounge. We've got your passes to join us right around 7:30, but here he is. It's Teddy Swims. It's Mix 94.1. Something's got a hold on me lately.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Money is, it can just be so divisive, especially within families. And it seems to be the reason that two members of Michael Jackson's family are headed to court. So the late King of Pop's youngest son, Biggie Jackson, a.k.a. Blanket, you know, Blanket?
Is his name Biggie? Or is it Bia?
B-I-G-I.
I don't know, I just remember Blanket.
Yeah, they have it as B-I-G-I here.
But wasn't the kid's name, wasn't the actual name Blanket?
No, his name was not Blanket. Oh. He got that name when Michael Jackson covered him up with a blanket.
Oh, it was his nickname, Blanket.
Yeah, but he's known now as B-G. I don't know if that's his like real name. He's named like Prince Michael Jackson.
He's got with three kids, right?
Yeah.
Paris, Prince, and then the baby
one.
Oh,
is Prince the other one?
I think so.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, one of the kids.
Well,
yeah.
So Blanket, he's headed to court. He's suing his grandma and Michael's mom, Catherine Jackson. According to TMZ, the family's allegedly been locked up in this battle with the executors of his Michael Jackson's estate, reportedly over a move to sell half of Michael Jackson's catalog for $600 million. And now Catherine wants to use part of the estate's money to fight a court decision on the appeal. And Blanket is like, no, I don't support that. So Blanket's reps are saying that the appeal is not going to win in court. And because of that, doesn't want to pay for it. Like, it's just not going to happen. And even though there are rumors that Catherine earns a seven-figure annual income from the estate, reports say Blanket wants the court to allow her to take reasonable attorney's fees, but not paying for that whole thing.
Yeah, it's so funny with like kids and stuff. Kids, in my mind, they're locked in at a certain age, and I forget that kids grow up and get older. I'm looking at a picture of Blanket, and that's a grown man right there.
Oh, yeah, he's a man now. And, yeah. And someone just texted us, thank you, it's BG.
BG, okay.
BG. So, yeah, I wasn't quite sure. Money really can get in between families. And then when someone dies and, like, who gets what and this and that, there's just so many fights over that stuff.
And if things are not mapped out clearly, it causes even more issues.
Yeah, it can get real ugly. So we'll keep you posted on that. Hey, Star Wars fans, all 9 Star Wars movies are returning to the theaters this spring, and they're going to be shown in chronological order. Yesterday, Lucasfilm announced that the Skywalker saga is being shown to celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace.
Oh, that came out 25 years ago?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
reality
where did the time
check.
Go? I thought you were going to say the original Star Wars. I'm like, wow,
no.
Yeah. I remember playing with the figures as a kid.
Fans are going to be able to see the entire series from the beginning. It starts with The Phantom Menace, then it goes Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, then Star Wars A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and then it ends with The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker. The Skywalker saga begins on Star Wars Day, which is
May 4th.
May the 4th be with you, everybody.
I'll check out. I think I'll go once we hit the old school ones, the first three. I'll go to the theater and maybe see those.
The first three are technically the second three.
The first three that were released.
Okay, gotcha.
See, who am I kidding? I'm not going to go to the theater and
yeah,
watch
Yeah, I'm like, we can barely get you to stay around for one movie. Speaking of movies, have you seen Poor Things? Did I bring this up? the other day?
You touched on it, yeah, that I did not see it, no.
Steph, did you see Poor Things with Emma Stone?
So I haven't, but I've heard so many great things about it, and when you touched on it briefly, I'm like, okay, I'm really intrigued.
Okay, yeah, I, oh man, it was one of those movies where we watched it, and I have to say, I really understand why Emma Stone won the Oscar for her performance, although I think Lily Gladstone should have won it too, but Emma Stone's performance was insane. But the movie itself is very graphic, very, very graphic. And so I'm watching the movie with my husband and we're like, oh my goodness, wow, okay. But it was a great movie. It was fabulous. I absolutely loved it. And so I was talking to one of my daughters about it soon after, and she's like, man, did you see Emma Stone won the Oscar? Lily should have won it. And I was like, oh man, Emma's performance in that movie was actually really good. She's like, what's the movie about? So I'm telling her, and I go, but don't watch it. And she's like, why not? I was like, please don't watch it. It's so graphic. Please don't watch it. And she's like, okay. Next day, talk to her. I watched it. I was like, like, I just keep thinking of everything that she saw was just so like, oh my gosh, don't watch it with your kids or your parents or anything like that.
Well, didn't one of your daughters come down and start talking about Saltburn?
Oh, they were the ones that told me about Saltburn. And then I watched it and I'm like, what? Oh, I just have to let it go, you know?
I can't get that thought out of my mind. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I was just looking up clips of March Madness. Did you watch any of the games?
I missed yesterday? The games yesterday.
99.9% of all brackets are busted because Kentucky lost to Oakland yesterday.
Did they really?
99.9% of brackets are completely busted because of that. So now you can just enjoy the games and have fun with it and not have to worry about anything. But I just was seeing a clip of that game. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was. I had them going to the finals against UConn. So
oh, darn it.
Mine's completely done.
Good run. There was this headline that caught my attention. Like, what? And then I listened to the audio, and I was really surprised by this. The headline reads, women everywhere are agreeing this ick is a deal breaker during a marriage proposal. And it's this girl on TikTok going off about a certain way that guys propose in marriage. And I've got the audio, and I'm like, what could this ick be? And I heard, I'm like, huh, women get upset with that? Women pay attention to that?
Is this something you did when you proposed?
I'm trying to think if I did. I don't have photos to go back and look at. I think I may have.
Okay.
I think I may have done this. Here is her name on TikTok. Her name is Jordan Hardman, and here is her take on marriage proposals.
This might be a very niche ick, and I understand that, but if my man proposes and he does this, I'm pissed. And I've seen this, and I clock it. I just notice it. And they're about to get down, they're getting down, and you look back at pictures, and they're the hunchback Notre Dame, don't know how to just get on their knees like this. I've seen so many 90 degrees. This should be straight. Boom. I don't want no, please marry me.
So they're she doesn't like them hunched over?
It's the way that that you down on one knee and you go to stick the ring out, and some of the guys are hunched over a little bit and they're not straight up with the handing, the showing the ring to their soon-to-be fiance.
So it being down on one knee is fine in her book. It's that your posture is really horrible and you're hunched over.
She said the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and then I started reading the comments, and ladies were getting in on this.
What do you think? Like, is that something that needs to go away? I thought she was just going to say getting down on one knee, period, needs to go away. I don't like that.
Really?
I don't like that. That's just me, though. I there's something about it that I think is really awkward, because when, you know, you're like, will you marry me? And you're looking up with the ring. Then the woman, at least in my situation, and granted, I was about to get in the shower, so I was half naked. My husband picked the most bizarre time to propose to me. I feel like now I have to, like, either squat down and be on your level or, you know, bend over. And I would prefer that we just, like, hug together standing up.
We did not stand up, because I remember, like, I got down on one knee, you know, showed the ring to Laura, will you marry me? Yes. And then once you say the yes, you say a couple of words, and then you get up and do the guy stands up for the big embrace.
I was so excited that I was like, and I almost knocked him over. Like, I, like, went down to his level. It was like, oh my gosh. And then I've seen some men who get down on one knee and they ask, and then they have a hard time getting up afterwards.
I will tell you this, anyone planning proposing, I didn't do this, and I wish I would have. Practice, because just practice the moment of getting down on one knee, getting that ring out, then practice standing up. And then so you don't ick your girl, make sure you practice your posture, too. I did
not
practice.
Do your lunges.
Yes. Because if you're not ready for it, I remember going down, like, oh, I haven't done this in a while, and it was a little wobbly when I did it.
We're getting some texts here. Someone says, bad posture is just unattractive. I can totally see that. This one says, these are the same women that turn into bridezillas if you're going to be that picky. This woman needs to get over herself. She's not even married. Grow up. Let's talk to Christy. Christy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Hey, I agree with the gal. I think it's an image of one of the biggest moments in your life. And yeah, no, it would kind of turn me off.
So is it the posture for you? Is it the down on one knee for you? What is it that bothers you about it?
No, it's the posture. It's the posture. It's like, sit up straight, you know?
I get it. And sometimes you, as someone who is very conscious of her posture, there'll be times I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, my chest is almost hitting my lap. I need to stand up straight. It's just something you don't always notice, though, right?
One comment said, if he can't stand up straight for the proposal, how's he going to stand up in our marriage?
Oh, come on. There's worse things in the world, I think.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
Our exclusive Teddy Swims Underground Lounge is happening on Tuesday, and you're going to be there with us. Your ticket's coming up here in 5 minutes when you conquer the Mega Minutes.
Also, at 8 o'clock this morning, we have Buffalo's Beef, JC's buddy, Buffalo Larry. He's going to be on the show again, and he's going to tell us what his beef is today. What is he mad about today? We cannot wait to hear it. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. I know someone who is mad around these parts, and that is Steph. I saw your Instagram story yesterday, Steph, and you are typically a very happy and, like, positive person, but you were mad.
I was very mad and disappointed at this doctor that I saw yesterday. So yesterday I had a dermatology appointment. I have some mild acne and sometimes I'll have some flare-ups. And it was time for me to go in and get my prescription renewed. So I go in, new doctor, never seen him before. And he comes in and I've never experienced a doctor really touch my face before. And he wanted to see kind of what was going on with my flare-up. So he looks at it, didn't expect for him to touch my face. He went to go touch my pimples without any gloves and without washing his hands.
Ugh.
I know. I was really, really shocked at this point. Like, is this normally what doctors do? Because normally I'll see doctors come in. The first thing they do is go into their sink, wash their hands at the sink with soap and water, and then they proceed to talk about the appointment. This doctor did not do that. Second red flag.
after he touches my face without washing his hands or gloves, he's talking about what my routine is. And he goes, oh, do you wear sunscreen? I'm like, yep, every day I wear sunscreen and I reapply every few hours or so before I go out of the building where I work at. He goes, oh, you work indoors? I'm like, yeah, I work indoors. He goes, oh, if you work indoors, you don't need to wear sunscreen every day.
Oh,
what?
The horror.
I was like, this guy needs to get his license revoked.
What's he talking about?
Yeah. Older guy or younger guy?
Very older gentleman.
The end of his career.
He's at it.
He's at the end.
He's like, I don't care anymore. Don't wear sunscreen.
We didn't wear gloves in the 50s and sunscreen. That's the devil.
Okay, quick question. Why did you switch doctors? Didn't you have a doctor before?
This doctor I went to before, no longer working for the same practice, like the same office. So I had to find a new one. And I was like, give me the next available doctor you got.
Now we know why.
Dermatologist, more like a germatologist.
Exactly.
What was your terrible doctor encounter? Hilario is on. Hey, what happened to you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Did you have a bad doctor experience?
I did. I recently had some dental work done, and the first dentist I went to, they tried to charge me for everything, x-rays, root canal, crowns, and this and that. I go, hey, you know what? All I had was a filling just fell out. Like, I don't need all this other stuff, but they try to upsell everything. These guys are crazy.
Oh, man.
They
try
to charge me so much money.
Yeah, like you know, you go in for one thing, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, we need to update this, and we need to do this, and we need to do that. It's like, wait a second.
We got to pull the tooth.
Yeah.
We got to put a bridge in there. Yeah.
That is the absolute worst. Let's talk to Tyler. Tyler, what was your terrible doctor experience?
Well, I'm not trying to one-up Steph, but I had a hernia about 10 years ago, and I had to go to the doctor, and he walks in, no gloves, no hand washing, checks my hernia, which if you know where a hernia is, it's down south.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part is I'm looking at my wife while he's doing this, and my wife is dying, laughing, rolling, and I'm like, this doesn't usually happen to guys. Like, my wife's like, I've had four kids. This happens to us all the time. It's your turn. No, this should not be happening.
I can completely understand where she's coming from, but man, I would have been mortified if I were you, Tyler.
I wouldn't even make an eye contact with my wife either. I just looked straight down.
The weird thing is he was at the dentist.
So odd.
Whoa.
He was at Hilario's dentist. The guy does all these wacky things. Here we go. It's now time for you to conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
And up for grabs today, we have passes that money can't buy. Tickets to the Mix Underground Lounge featuring Teddy Swims. It's happening next week, and you are going to be in. This is an intimate setting. We're going to have lunch. It's going to be a Q&A, live performance. You're not going to get any closer to Teddy Swims. Like, you're literally going to be feet away. So if you want to be a part of this, be caller 20 right now. You get to try and conquer the Mega Minute. It's 1 minute with 10 questions. You answer all 10 of them correct, you will be joining us in the Mix Underground Lounge with Teddy Swims. Caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So the deluxe edition of Olivia Rodrigo's Guts album is out now. The new version has 5 extra songs in total. 4 of the songs on the new album were previously released tracks as they were secret tracks on the vinyls of her Guts album. Those songs are Girl I've Always Been, Scared of My Guitar, Stranger, and Obsessed. And she released a new music video last night for the song Obsessed. Here's that song.
I'm so obsessed with your ex. Uh-huh. I know she's been asleep on my side of your bed, and I can feel it. I'm staring at her like I wanna get her.
It's like, it's about when you're with someone and you know they have an ex and you're like, oh, I'm literally laying where she laid. Oh my gosh, like I just want to know more about her. She, even though she's saying nice things about me, I'm like obsessed with who your ex was.
When you and Matt got together, whose mattress did you keep? You eventually moved into the same place. Did you keep your mattress or did you keep Matt's mattress? And was there a history with that mattress?
My mattress, well, we kept both. One was a guest room mattress. So we kept both. And I'm trying to think. We still have my mattress. It's our guest room mattress now.
Your mattress?
Our poor guests. Wait, let me think. No. That's wrong. Our guest mattress is our old mattress. I'm totally
okay,
wrong.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, we got rid of it. I was like, dang, is that the same mattress? No. But it's still old. It's still an old mattress.
My mattress then was, so when Laura and I got together, it's a mattress that I bought in college that my buddy Tim Horn, my roommate at the time, bought from a stripper in our complex.
Oh, wow.
He had it for like 3 years. He moved out. I took that mattress, and I kept that mattress up until 2005.
I hope you never took a black light to it.
Oh, my gosh. If that mattress could tell stories.
Yeah. Oh. Back to Olivia. Yeah. The deluxe edition includes a brand new song called So American. Do you want to hear
it? Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet either, so this is my first time. Okay, this is So American, new Olivia Rodrigo. Has such a 90s rock song sound, don't you think?
Maybe that's why I love her so much, because every time we play a new song, I'm like, I, this is a great song.
Yeah, she's awesome. So there you go. Also this morning, to no one's surprise, Buckingham Palace, just the way that they've handled the whole Kate Middleton situation, the royal family is now hiring a communications assistant. The private secretary's office of Buckingham Palace posted the listing. Some of the duties include responding to the day-to-day media inquiries on a range of subjects, including about the work of the members of the royal family, facilitating, overseeing media access to royal engagements. The new hire will also have to produce content for a bunch of platforms for them, social media updates, articles. The entry-level position starts at just over $32,000 a year, which just based on what I'm hearing that you have to do seems very low for that amount of work. It's not remote, by the way. You have to move to London for this one. So
this, I understand hiring someone to control their social media content and everything, but I was just thinking about this last night, the whole Kate Middleton thing. Why doesn't she just come out, put out a video? Hey, guys, I'm okay. I'm dealing with a couple things, a couple health things. I'll be back full time in about a month. Looking forward to getting back to my active duties and just put this whole thing to rest. Just come out and not like, oh, we saw her at a Christmas village walking. Just put out a video of her speaking.
Well, maybe she can't, though. That's the thing. Like, maybe she can't.
You think she's incapacitated and can't?
I don't think she's, like, necessarily incapacitated, but I think something is up, like, health-wise, and maybe it's just, it would be really obvious, and she's not ready to spill her guts on this one. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot more to it, and that video of them walking, I feel like that was taken months ago.
It very well could be, yeah.
I don't know. It's just but also, does she, people go back and forth on this. Does she owe us an explanation? Or when you're in the public eye like that, you're in part of the royals, you lose a lot of your privacy. So yes, you do owe us an explanation.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly believe she owes us an explanation. Just because of either her role or what she does. She accepted, she knew going into that family, and they knew, they accept the responsibilities of what comes to being in that family. So I just think, or maybe Harry or someone, who's married, who she married to, William or Harry?
William
put out a video. Hey, you know, Kate, you know, she's dealing with a couple things. She's doing great. She sends her love. She's back in action after Easter.
I wonder what her astrological sign is, just based on that.
No, do you know?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think, like, because maybe she's not doing that because she's a little stubborn, which would indicate maybe she's Taurus, maybe she's Aries, maybe she's Capricorn. Like, I feel like she might be one of the stubborn signs. If she is secretive, I don't know. That's tough.
Steph, you can verify it.
Okay.
Have you already looked it up?
I know her sun and moon.
I'm going to say she is... I've got it narrowed down to two. I'm going to say she's a Capricorn or a Taurus.
Okay.
Her moon... Gosh, I don't know enough about her to guess her moon. I'm not going to go there. I would say either Taurus or Capricorn.
Okay. Kate Middleton's sun sign is...
a Capricorn. Great job, Mercedes.
Is her moon a Taurus moon?
Her moon is a Cancer moon.
Cancer moon.
She's a Cancer moon.
Very emotional.
Very emotional. She's very emotional. She has a lot of emotions going on, probably behind the scenes she can't talk about.
Coming up here next, he debuted 2 weeks ago. Buffalo's beef. Are you ready for Buffalo's beef, Mercedes?
Yeah, if you missed it, Buffalo Larry is his name. Well, that's not his actual name. His name is Larry.
He's going to get legally changed.
But we call him Buffalo Larry. He is one of JC's buddies. He also does JC's hair. And he is a Gemini, so that means he's hilarious. And he has, like, so many hot takes on so many things. So he always has a beef about something. He's always mad about something. We're going to find out what his beef is today. Buffalo's beef is coming up next. Mix 94.1, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is Friday, which means it is time for Buffalo's beef. Do we still have our Buffalo Stance song for him?
We talked about this one. Buffalo Springfield.
Oh.
We got to get Buffalo Stance put in.
I like Buffalo Stance. Like, that to me. But wait. Is it true that he has his own theme song now?
Buffalo Larry put together his own. This is the one we used last time. Buffalo Stance.
Buffalo's beef. Wait. Good morning, Buffalo Larry. How you doing?
Oh, my God. It's the best day of my life.
You're very perky this morning. I like it. I like it. Did you write a theme song for yourself?
I had one written for me. It was the whole team working on it, actually.
Really?
I have it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
So here it is.
Okay.
We played you that new Olivia Rodrigo song last hour. Here is the Buffalo Beef's jingle. Here is the debut.
Buffalo's Beef.
Oh. Wait, can we hear it one more
Absolutely.
time?
Absolutely, one more time.
Let's hear it one.
Buffalo's beef.
All right.
Oh, man.
What is Buffalo Larry mad about today? The floor is yours, Larry.
People wearing pajamas in public, man. I mean, come on. We gotta get rid of these pajama pants at the store, you know. Like, I can't keep going to Starbucks and seeing Tweety Bird fleece pajama pants anymore.
That's the style. But the Gen Zers, they like to wear those oversized pajama pants.
No, it's us. It's millennials. There's a different way that you can tell me that you have cup holders in your sofa. I think, like, you know, pajamas should be limited to your home. They're just one step above underwear, and they don't belong in public.
Have you ever had anyone come into the salon wearing pajamas? And if so, how do you react?
Well, I stop them at the door and turn them away.
You're not allowed.
Yeah.
Buffalo Larry does have a dress code at his salon when you show up.
Okay, then I'm curious. Yeah, no. Larry, what's your take then on athleisure wear as just everyday attire?
I don't know what that is, and I will not respond to it. What is athleisure?
Okay, so this is like, maybe not today, but literally every day, I wear clothes that look like I'm going to work out, even though I'm not going to work out. Like yoga pants, like a sweatshirt, sneakers, and that's my favorite outfit to wear. Black leggings and a sweatshirt and sneakers. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's my beef for next week, obviously.
Mercedes, I've been seeing Larry for the past 7 years. I think there was only one time when I showed up to get my hair cut, he was wearing shorts and flip-flops. I'm like, what is this?
Like, we rip on it. Like, we've probably worn shorts around each other 2 times and just ripped on each other the entire time.
Oh, man, that's going to be my topic for Mercedes Meet next week.
I saw Larry in shorts. I'm like, did you give up? What are you doing, man? Where's the buffalo that I know?
Larry, people want to know.
Those varicose veins breathe, man.
People are texting. They want to know, what's your take on sweatpants?
Sweatpants?
Yeah.
I love them.
Okay, so that's a yes in public.
Yeah, I think, you know, now that we're getting down to the nuts and bolts of it, fleece is my real beef. I don't like the material fleece. It's never, you can't get it clean no matter what. You wear it once, it's over.
I love that, you know, he's worried about getting it cleaned.
Larry's a very meticulous man.
It's so dingy.
It is kind of dingy. I'm not a big fan of fleece myself. No, sorry, sorry, sheep.
Well, Larry, thank you.
Well, no, real fleece is fine. It's the polyester fleece that gets all matted and pilly after you dry it.
So, are you looking at people's fleece? Like, is that real fleece or is that polyester fleece?
Oh, I know. You can tell.
I love Buffalo's beef.
I have no poker face either. Like, I'm just like, I look like I smell something smelly.
Yeah, if Larry doesn't approve, you'll know.
Really?
You'll know.
You know in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Hey, Buffalo Larry, just speaking of pajama pants, before we let you go, what kind of pajamas do you envision JC sleeping in at night?
It's probably like a teddy.
This has been
Buffalo's Beef.
Buffalo's Beef. Buffalo Larry, everyone.
All right.
Hey, yo, you ready?
Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Welcome to the show, Ashley. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. Thank you for being our guest vetoer today. The power is in your hands. We are going to give the Oh Wow Wheel a big spin right now. And whoever it lands on, you decide if they get to play their song. We still have our categories that we had from last week. So we'll see who it lands on. It's slowing down and it is stopping on JC.
Oh, nice.
All right. Now, Ashley, I'm not going to tell you who it would go to if you give him the veto, but he will tell you his category and he will tell you his song. Okay.
So my category is a song from an international artist. Does band work as well, Mercedes? Because this was your category.
No, this was Steph's category.
Yes. Steph, does band apply as well?
Band applies as well.
Okay, I went with some guys from Ireland, from Dublin, actually, and the song I went with is Desire, and the group is U2.
All right, Ashley, the power's in your hands. Do you want to hear U2 this morning, or do you want to give it the veto?
I'm going to have to give it the veto.
Oh, U2, bye-bye.
No desire for U2.
All right, Ashley, so that means it now moves to me.
Woo-hoo!
So I get to play my song. My category was a song from the year 1984. The song I really wanted to play came out in 1985. I was like, oh, but they had another song that came out in 1984. And the group I'm talking about is Tears for Fears. Shout is my nice selection this morning.
Shout, shout.
For Fears, it's Shouts, it's the Friday Rewind. That song was from 1984. Mercedes, you said the song you originally wanted to do was from 85. What was the song?
Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
That's my favorite 80s song.
It's a great song.
I love that song. So, yeah, I got to play my song because JC, he got vetoed this morning. Now, Steph, you weren't in the mix, but we want to know what your category and song was.
Category, song by an artist born in the 2000s. I also went with Olivia Rodrigo like you did last time, JC, but with her song from her newly Gut Spilled with Obsessed.
I'm so obsessed with your ex. Uh-huh. I know she's been asleep on my side.
Have you guys watched the video yet?
No.
I saw a little bit of it.
It's cute. It's cute.
Is
I like it.
Is it?
I just love her. I just really love her vibe, just everything about her.
Her bangs cut.
Oh, yeah, she has bangs in it.
Yeah.
That was literally the topic of conversation last night when I was watching the video with my daughters, and my daughter's like, the bangs, man. It's the bangs for me. And my other daughter's like, I really hope those are clip-in. So funny.
Well, I want to go back to this famous clip right here.
don't do bangs.
Are bangs in now? And do you recommend doing bangs?
I think bangs are in for certain people. I think the bangs are indicative of what the song is about her in her relationship.
Oh.
And she's obsessed with the ex. And usually, not always, but sometimes when you decide you're going to go with bangs, there's some turmoil in your life.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think she has the bangs.
Coming up here next, we've got Heads Up and your tickets to go see our Vegas Thrill. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
I said I'm sorry.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Andy. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I sure am.
All right, let's get you these Vegas Thrill tickets. Your category is Luck of the Irish. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Andy, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win, and you start now.
This is the color you wear on St. Patrick's Day.
Green.
Yes, this is the little man who wears all green that you see on St. Patrick's Day. The Lucky Charms guy.
Pass.
This is what they play like in the St. Patty's Day parades. They sound really beautiful. It's an instrument that you blow into.
Not the horn.
Let's pass. This is at the end of this, you'll find a pot of gold.
Gold.
At the end of it. Yes,
rainbow,
yes.
Rainbow.
Okay, this is the country that St. Patrick's Day originated in.
Ireland.
Yes. I'm going to pass on this. This is a city in Ireland.
10 seconds.
Dublin.
Yes. This is, if you find one of these, you pick it and it's lucky.
Shamrock.
Also known.
Clover. Four-leaf clover.
Yes. This is the, wait. We almost had it.
You got on fire there at the end.
Man, we got hung up on a couple. We got hung up on Leprechaun. And bagpipes.
That was the one.
Andy, I'm so sorry. Hang on the line. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets to go see the Vegas Thrill at one of their upcoming home games. Who wants them? 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So the Taylor Swift course at Harvard has inspired another university to create a unique celebrity-centered course. Vermont State University is going to offer a course about Weird Al Yankovic's music.
Okay, Weird Al.
The class is called Weird Al and His Polkas, and it's a twist on Harvard's Taylor and Her World. So Weird Al, if you don't know, he did a lot of like parody tributes to big songs like this one.
Just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Or this one.
Hey, like a surgeon.
One.
We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise.
So the school says that this class is all about studying his work, and it'll offer students a fun and engaging framework to study things like parody, songcraft, and music production analysis. The guy that teaches the class knows a lot about Weird Al because he was an audio engineer for Weird Al on his two most recent albums.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
A song comes on. I love my 80s music. And sometimes it was Beat It came on. And I'm listening in the car, and it's like, Beat It. I'm like, yeah, Michael Jackson, Beat It. Then all of a sudden, and for Weird Al's Eat It, he has fart sound effects. And you hear this, like, what is that sound? And you realize they're not playing Beat It. They're playing Eat It for
okay,
you.
So I'll just play a little bit, and you tell me just based off of these notes, is it Beat It or is it
okay.
Eat It? Okay.
It's the opening notes of the song are exactly the same.
Yeah, that would throw me off too. What else this morning? Oh, is there the way people smell? It's pretty important, right? Especially when it comes to being attracted to someone with the pheromones that they let off and everything. And according to this new study, 62% of people say they'd choose a partner based on smell
more than physical appearance. And 58% of people say they'd actually break up with someone if they didn't like the way they smell.
My wife has a smell about her, and it's like, to me, it's her pure essence when she first wakes up in the morning, and it's just like a certain way. It's not a foul smell. It's just like that's her at her pureness, and I love that smell.
Yeah, I love the way my husband smells too. He smells like, the only way I can describe it is rain. Like, he just smells so clean. Even, like, he'll come home from working and he'll be like, no, don't hug me. I stink. And I'm like, no, I want to smell you. And I'm like, and he smells like rain. I don't understand. The man does not have body odor. It is the weirdest thing I've ever experienced.
Has anyone else lost their scent of smell over the past 4 or 5 years? I don't think I knowingly had COVID.
You have, like, a long-term COVID, probably. Yeah,
seriously, it's like, I can't smell as well as I did maybe 5, 10, 15 years ago. It's something I noticed recently. I'll be somewhere in Laura, be like, oh my gosh, I cooked some chicken a couple weeks ago. She's like, do you smell that? I'm like, no. I remember like 6 months ago with a buddy, Buffalo Larry, had a candle. He's like, dude, smell this. It smells so good. I'm like, I smell nothing in that candle. There are certain scents that I do pick up, but a lot of times I just can't smell stuff. It's so weird.
Okay, I'm going to bring some stuff in there.
Huh?
I need you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And you're going to smell it. And we're going to see if you can smell it.
Okay, fair enough.
Close your eyes right now. Eyes are closed. I want to make sure I can smell these things. Okay. Let me see. I have some stuff in my purse.
Okay.
That you can smell. I got one thing.
And anyone else have this issue too? There's certain stuff I can pick up on, but. Okay.
Thing number one.
Can you put a mic on?
Oh, I can't see, Steph. My eyes are shut.
They're hidden behind my
head. Okay, I'm going to put mic two and three.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I got thing number one that I want you to smell. Huh? I'm going to approach you. Is it okay if I approach you?
You may approach me.
Okay, I just want consent. Here we go. Okay, did you smell that?
Nothing.
You didn't
absolutely
smell that?
Nothing.
Okay, don't open your eyes
yet. It's still shut.
Oh my gosh, it's so... smell it.
Oh, it's very potent.
You did not smell
nothing,
that. Okay, I'm putting
nothing.
It back under your nose, okay? Here we go.
Well, you touched my lips. There's a hint of something. I just can't. It's not overpowering. Is it still there?
Yes.
Nothing.
Oh,
when absolutely nothing.
When you smell this, you'll definitely know what
it is.
It's
so pungent. It's
no.
So strong. Okay, I'm going to give you something else to smell.
Okay. It's there?
No, not yet. Here we go.
Something perfumey? Yep.
That was my armpit.
No, are you kidding? My eyes. What were you putting in front of me?
So the first thing was chocolate. It's so strong.
Nothing.
Baby. And then this was my lotion.
That was the second one?
Yeah.
I had a hint of like something perfumey coming up my nostrils.
So you got something. You can't smell this chocolate. Smell it. It's so pungent.
Now that it's pressed against my nose, it's subtle. It's subtle. You want to eat it?
Not after you've touched it multiple times.
You're good.
Isn't that... anyone else have that situation? It's just... I don't know. It's just so bizarre. And he's going back to her studio.
That is weird.
Isn't that weird?
You lost your sense of smell.
It's so odd. And it's... Oh, my headphones are dying out. It started years ago.
That's really cool, though, for your wife, you know? If she has any, like, stomach issues, you have no idea.
But it's also, but it is bad, too, because I'd burn chicken. She's like, the house smells like smoke. And I'm like, not to me, it does.
Oh, that would be annoying. All right, finally this morning, there was a funeral in London. And not everyone could make it to this funeral, so the church set up a Zoom where people could watch it online. And one woman accidentally broadcast herself showering. So she couldn't make it to the service, but she was getting ready to go to the wake later on, and she wanted a watch. So she set up her computer right next to her shower, but she didn't realize the camera was on.
Oh, no.
So,
is this my mic, Steph?
I do hear
you
some scratching now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. An initial report said there was a screen set up at the funeral, so people in the church saw it. There's video, there's screenshots of her completely nude. One person on the Zoom said she didn't just shower, she also shaved.
Oh my gosh.
So there's like some OnlyFans vibes going on here. She only found out about it when she showed up for the wake and everyone told her.
You said there's screenshots? Who's screenshotting this? These perverts?
Oh, you know you would have done the same thing.
Who are these pervs?
Mary, I'm the perv.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, always live on the Odyssey app. And here we go. It is time for the Friday Rewind.
All right. Rewind quiz, right?
Sorry, I'm distracted by the static in my microphone. Can you hear it?
Yeah, it is a little staticky. Should you get on another microphone?
Yeah, I can switch to another microphone.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier this morning, but I didn't hear it until now.
Thank you, Steph. There it is, the non-static microphone.
There, that sounds so much better. Okay, so what year are we going to?
We are going back to the year 2000.
The year 2000. All right, so here we are going to play a song backwards and see if we can correctly identify it. Let's take a listen. A
little backstory on the song. Spent 21 weeks on the charts and it peaked at number 11. This week in March of 2000, it was at number 27.
Okay, here we go.
Now, I know you were distracted getting married at this time, but this is a big song.
I think you may have stumped me today.
I can see to your face you're stumped.
Oh, is it Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth is right. Not the right song,
Is
though.
It the way that you walk? The way... it's Smash Mouth. I don't know. I don't know. The way that you walk. I got this.
You get the part. The song is... Then the Morning Comes.
Oh, so that is a no-go. My
wow.
streak has been broken.
That's your first loss
then
of the year.
Then the morning comes. Dang it. Halfway is not all the way. So, yeah, I missed it. Dang it.
Well, here it is from the year 2000. I actually think it came out in 1999, but in the year 2000.
See, that threw me off. It's 1999, not 2000. I'm just kidding.
It's Smash Mouth. Then the morning comes. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.